This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 12 Sept 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day is drawing to a close here in Israel. Tel Aviv has seen a warm and clear afternoon, while Jerusalem enjoys a cool evening. Haifa remains mild as night falls. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that Chinese entities provided Iran with satellite images before a deadly strike on a U.S. base. This information comes from U.S. officials. Beijing denies the claim, demanding clarification from Washington. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports explosions in Iran near Keshem Island. Amidst this, a missile alert was issued in Saudi Arabia following fire from Yemen, also this hour. JNS reports that the IDF and Shin Bet have slain the head of Hamas's Khan Yunis Brigade. A company commander and another operative were also killed. Separately, Israel Hayom reports a Jewish woman was attacked in Berlin for wearing a Star of David necklace. Her attackers insulted and injured her. And finally, the Jerusalem Post highlights a debate over Britain's Israel policy. Critics argue the UK is overlooking Hamas's actions and focusing too much on Israel. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, posted that a projectile hit Al Tuwal in Saudi Arabia. Two people were injured and a mosque, as well as several vehicles, were damaged. Yashar Ali, a well-known journalist, shared earlier today about someone's unexpected desire to create a comedy album. Monica Marks referenced a Prospect UK article about the changing nature of US bipartisan support for Israel. The implications for Israel could be significant. Now for more on those stories, starting with the report from the Times of Israel. U.S. officials claim Chinese entities provided satellite imagery to Iran before and after an attack on a Jordan air base. The strike resulted in the deaths of three U.S. troops. China insists these allegations are unfounded, demanding a response from the U.S. This situation could heighten tensions between the U.S. and China, affecting global diplomatic relations. Turning to Iran, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, explosions were reported near Keshem Island earlier this hour. This incident coincides with missile fire from Yemen towards Saudi Arabia. Authorities in Saudi Arabia issued an emergency alert in response. These developments indicate escalating regional tensions, impacting security in the Gulf. Meanwhile, JNS details that the IDF and Shin Bet targeted and killed the leader of Hamas, Khan Yunis Brigade. This operation also took the lives of a company commander and another Hamas member. This strike follows a series of similar operations targeting Hamas leadership. It could lead to increased hostilities in the region. Separately, Israel Hayom reports on a disturbing attack in Berlin. A Jewish woman was assaulted for wearing a Star of David necklace. The assailants not only insulted her, but also caused physical harm. This incident underscores rising anti-Semitism in Europe and the need for increased vigilance. Finally, from the Jerusalem Post, there's a growing debate about the UK's approach to Israel. Critics accuse the UK of downplaying Hamas actions while scrutinizing Israel. This ongoing debate signifies deeper issues within UK's foreign policy, which could affect its diplomatic standing. On the economic front, first, Stack reports an Israeli cyber manager faces charges of infiltrating 26 companies. The indictment includes allegations of remote camera access and password theft over several years. This case highlights ongoing cybersecurity challenges for businesses. Separately, Globes announces that Energean has signed a gas supply agreement with the Sorek Power Station. The deal covers 7.7 billion cubic meters of gas over the next 15 years. This agreement strengthens Israel's energy sector and ensures long-term supply stability. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights the growth of Kal Binyan Luted. The company, one of Israel's oldest construction firms, has seen impressive momentum in recent years. This reflects a robust construction sector contributing to the country's economic development. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 o'clock a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.